listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio. Send feedback via our contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoyed this program, please consider supporting us by joining the Vintage Radio Club. All Vintage Radio Club members get access to our Saturday program, in which we present shows that are longer than our half-hour podcast, which feature productions from Lux Radio Theater and Mercury Theater on the Air, and more. If you join us on our Patreon page, you get more features like an exclusive I Love Old Time Radio sticker, access to our ad-free podcast, and more. Visit iloveoldtimeradio.com/support for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Mondays, the Green Hornet hunts down the biggest of all game: public enemies who try to destroy our America. Want to first take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And this episode originally aired on June 27th, 1939, and it's called Bait for a Two-Timer.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. Adventure, Bait for a Two-Timer. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Look out! That building's going to collapse! Look out for the falling bricks! Stand clear there!
Press.
Stand back there.
Let the doctors through.
I said that concrete was wrong. This has been a murder job from the start.
That's political crap for you. Who saw it happen?
I did. It was right here.
I want you to come to the office of the Daily Sentinel with me.
Daily Sentinel, XP Pepper! Read all about the building crash! Sentinel prophecy fulfilled. Set the West Street paper.
Phone calls. Good gravy, Lowry. I bet I've had a dozen phone calls in the past half hour about that building that collapsed. I can't give those people information.
Well, then tell them so, Clicker. That's what you're here for.
I'm here to fill in as Mr. Reed's secretary while Casey's on vacation. Not to play a parrot on the telephone. Holy cow. Mr. Reed's office.
They told me in your general office that you had no list of casualties on that cave-in. I know you must have.
I'm sorry, but what the city room told you is correct.
But I don't understand.
We have no information. I am sorry. One more call and I'll go wacky.
As if that would be a long trip.
You're the guy that's to blame for this, Lowry.
Me? Say, are you sure you're not already wacky?
The way you kept writing those articles about that building, hinting at political graft, suggesting that the place was unsafe, telling the world that if the building inspector was honest, it would be condemned.
All right, I wrote those stories. Sure I did, because Britt Reed wanted them. He called a turn on that building. He's been hammering at the ring of crooks in town for the past 6 months, and now he's proved right. Don't tell me that the building would have caved if the cement had been right or if the iron girders had been of specified strength.
I've learned not to try to tell you anything. Why isn't Lenore Case back in town?
Because, my little primrose, Miss Case happens to be on her well-earned vacation.
If she'd been here, I wouldn't be. And if I wasn't hogtied to this desk and that confounded phone, I'd have been out and might have shot some real pictures of that cave-in.
Answer the phone.
And how I will. Mr. Reed's office, and we...
Oh, golly. Hello, Casey.
This isn't Casey, and her name is Miss Case.
Don't try to kid me, youngster. I know Casey's voice. This is me.
Oh, so this is me, huh? Well, what about it?
Holy crow, don't you recognize me voice? It's Michael Axford.
Mike Axford?
Is he in town?
Yeah. How's everything at the office these days?
Look, Axford, Casey's on a vacation. My name is Binnie, and I'm filling in.
Oh, well, I'm glad I am to know you, ma'am. I wonder, could I talk with Britt Reed?
Are you in town?
No, I'm sort of stalled on my way there. I was to get in this morning, only I stopped off partway to visit my cousin.
Just a minute. Here's Britt Reed now.
Okay, youngster.
Who's that, Miss Benny?
Axford, calling long distance.
Oh. Hello, Axford.
Oh, golly, Reed, it's good to hear your voice. I wrote you the other day.
I got your letter.
I sort of thought I'd phone you and make sure it was all right for me to be coming back.
Oh, of course it's all right. Come ahead.
Good. Tell me, Reed, has the Green Hornet been captured yet?
No, the Hornet's still at large. Why?
Good. By golly, I'm glad he is.
Oh, you're glad he is? Well, I might say that I'm not displeased about it.
If only the cops don't get him till I get there, then by golly, I'll start in where I left off. I've been thinking about that Hornet. And I got me some new theories as how he can be run down.
I'll bring your theories with you.
I will that, Reed. I'll be seeing you soon.
Good. I'll be looking for you, Axford.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Axford, huh? When's he coming back?
I don't know, but he's on his way.
From what Case said about him, he'll barge in when he's least expected and when he can cause the most complications.
He'll be welcome whenever he comes.
Lowry? There's a leak in this office.
Huh? A leak?
I don't see anything.
Information. I just came from the Civic Club, and I saw Manders there.
Manders? You mean Manders of the Clarion?
Yes, your pal, Manders of the Clarion.
That cheap four-flusher's no pal of mine. As for the Clarion, that's one of the punkest sheets on the face
Hold
of...
Hold it, Lug. Mr. Reed said he saw Manders at the Civic Club. That means...
Nothing in Manders' case. He was there as a guest, not as a member.
That heel couldn't get into any club.
I knew from the way he kept grinning at me that he had something up his sleeve. When I saw the noon edition of the Clarion, I knew what.
What?
The Clarion has interviews with Snodgrass, Bingham, Dorset, and Plummer. All involved in that building collapse.
Oh, the Clarion can't have. I tell you, it can't have, boss. Why, it took me half the morning to find out the names of the people that'll make good interview material. I phoned in the names and got the assignment to contact them. They were all too hard to reach. I gotta go back again.
And the Clarion has interviews?
I don't believe it. I never been scooped like that in my life. If I couldn't get to see them, no one could. Why, those dimwits over at the Clarion couldn't get an interview with an office-seeking politician, let alone one of those people.
Well, there are your interviews. Read them and give me the answer.
Oh, but darn it, boss.
It's there in black and white.
I still can't believe it. Say, you said something about a leak in this office.
Exactly. This isn't the first time the Clarion has had information that I thought was exclusive with us.
How'd they get those names?
Well, that's it, Lowry. How?
Someone was on the line listening in when I called you.
That's the only answer, Lowry.
By thunder. Clicker Benny.
Don't you look at me, you ape.
You knew about those names.
Sure I did. Now tell me I blabbed and I'll wrap this inkstand right around your neck.
That'll do. Oh, I'd like to know who squealed. Boy, what I do. This burns me up. Now what's left for me? Now where's my story? Where's my interview?
Well, never mind the interviews. I'll give you a story and you prove it and write it.
Yeah?
Take it down in shorthand?
You might make some notes. The reason five people are dead tonight due to that building collapse is because underweight material was used. Verify that through Hudson, the contractor. He'll know the truth.
Yeah.
Why was faulty material used? So that Hudson's firm could make money on the job.
Check.
Why did Hudson have to bid so low on the job that he had to do that to make money? Because he wanted to be sure his bid got the job.
Sure. The same as he's nailed a lot of other bids around town.
Why did Hudson dare go ahead with that sort of material? Because he knew the building inspector would pass on the job and take a cut of the graft. All right, Laurie, there's your story.
What a sweet story. As if it wasn't generally known. But where's the proof?
Hudson will put the blame on his foreman. That's what he's done before. The foreman won't talk because he knows that there's a nice cut for him if he takes the rap and keeps still.
So where are we? We're right where we've been right along. We know the whole rotten grafting story, and we can't get proof of a blasted thing. Hudson passes the buck. The foreman takes the rap. Foreman makes dough. Hudson makes dough. Building inspector makes dough. On the other side, five people die. It doesn't hurt. The taxpayers take one more licking.
And you don't even get an interview.
Oh, what's the use? I don't know why I stay in this newspaper game. It's enough to drive a man crazy.
You gotta be that way, Lowry.
Get proof, Lowry. As a bonus if you do. And in the meantime, find out who's listening in on phone calls to this office and reporting our news to the Clarion.
Two sweet assignments.
Call in to me late this afternoon. I may have a third assignment for you.
Third? Now, what'll that be?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I am on the track of something. Call me later. I'll be in my office. That third assignment is going to be the one that starts the Green Hornet on a couple of moves.
At the office of the Clarion, mid-afternoon of the same day.
Sit down, Porter, and I'll have a check for you in a few moments.
I've got to hurry and get back to the Sentinel, Mr. Manders. They're short-handed right now.
What's wrong? Can't Reed get men to work for him?
The kind of men he wants are hard to find, I guess. That's why I wouldn't want it found that I'm double-crossing the paper.
Don't worry, Porter. It won't be found out.
Well, I've got to be mighty careful. If anyone saw me coming in here, I...
Well, maybe better if we send the dough to you after this.
It would be, Mr. Manders. Much better, and...
Well?
Would you mind terribly giving me cash instead of a check?
What's the matter with our checks?
If one of them signed by me ever got into Mr. Reed's hands, I...
You'll grow old too soon, worrying that way, Porter.
Well, I can't...
I'll give you the cash, though. You just keep your ears open and give me a few more beats like that one today, and I'll see you in real money.
Oh, thanks.
But remember this, Porter. Make the stuff good. I don't want any run-of-the-mind stories that we'd get in the course of a day anyway. I want big stuff. I know that Reed's close to the political setup.
Yes, sir.
And in spite of the way he likes to run around in clubs and parties... He's in on a lot that he doesn't talk about. Now you watch for things.
I certainly will, Mr. Manders.
Late that afternoon, while Porter sat at his desk in the Sentinel City room, a very faint buzz of his secret wiring told him that an outside call was coming through Britt Reed's phone. He listened, making believe he was making a call, and heard Lowry...
You said to call in, boss, and you might have a third assignment for me.
Yes, Lowry, I do have a special assignment. It's been checked and proved and verified in every detail.
You don't mean to say you got proof on something?
That's just right. I'll take the chance of it being authentic, Lowry, and you can wrap out the story and leave it in my desk. I'll drop back this evening. I'd like to look it over.
Fire away, boss. Oh, wait. Maybe I better come in and get it from you.
I'll not be here. I'm leaving my office at once. Now, here's the angle. That Filbert building, it was completed only a short time ago.
Yeah, I know the place. They're renting the space in it right now.
Well, got this. The fire sprinkler system in there is a dummy.
Huh? A dummy?
There are the automatic sprinkler outlets, and they're supposed to let the water out in case of fire, but they don't mean a thing.
Holy mackerel, that's a lulu of a story.
Now, what can you do with it?
Do with it? Why, say, that'll rock the city. That's something that can be checked on.
It's been checked on. Never mind any further proof. Just write the story. I'll give it an 8-column head and give you a byline.
Swell! Hot dog! Why, if a fire broke out in that place, that'd be the devil to pay.
Yeah, of course there would. I'll look for your story on my desk tonight.
But can't we make the next edition with it?
Yeah, we have an exclusive. I'd prefer to wait and make sure it's handled as I want it handled.
Okay, boss, whatever you say.
Dummy sprinkler system, Filbert building. Manders must know that. Must know it.
Hey, Porter, where are you going? It's not quitting time.
I have a headache. I'm just going to the drugstore for a bromo. Tell Manders right away.
Hello, Mr. Porter.
Just making a phone call.
Street, sensational revelation! Filbert building story, clarinet tree! Clarinet tree, clarinet!
Clarion extra, eh?
What is it, Mr. Britt?
The Clarion's out with an extra, Cato. They beat the Sentinel again.
They have?
A story that Lowry is doing is already finished. When he hears that the Clarion's on the streets with it, he'll be fit to be tied.
But you're not angry?
Oh, not at all, Cato. In fact, I wanted the Clarion to run that story. I wanted the story run in spite of the fact that it's not true. A double-crosser in the Sentinel office has been a great help to the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Exactly. And tonight, I'm going to make a couple of phone calls.
Yes, sir?
Then we'll move out. I want the mask and the weapons as usual.
And the car?
The car and the smoke bombs. Lots of them. This will be a night that'll be a regular July 4th celebration with fireworks.
How's that, Mr. Ritt?
You'll see, Cato. Get ready for action while I step down to the corner and make some phone calls from the pay station and the drugstore. And Cato, be sure to bring some of the seals of the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now to continue our story. When the Clarion hit the street with the sensational headlines, there were certain people in the city who raged in fury. One of these was Lowry.
Of all the dirty double-dealing, two-timing, double-crossing...
He raged up and down the city room, speaking for the benefit of everyone who cared to listen.
I told the boss. I wanted him to smash that story in the next edition, but he wouldn't do it. He wanted to wait. He wanted to edit it. Well, he waited all right. He waited too long.
Now relax, Lowry. Relax.
Relax? If you know the way I worked over that story, one of the best I ever turned out. A wow, a humdinger.
But it can't be true. It's too far-fetched.
Don't tell me it can't be true. The boss himself checked it. Do you think Reed would tell me to write it, to run it, to give it both barrels? Otherwise, the works, if it wasn't true?
Don't ask me, pal. Don't ask me.
Two men read the headlines, and one of them grew pale. His newspaper trembled in his hands.
This will ruin us, Merkel. Why did you let them get away with that sort of thing?
Give me credit for a little sense, Hudson. Do you think I'd have passed that building inspection if I knew there weren't any water pipes connected to the sprinkler system?
I don't know. I don't know how far you'd go.
Well, not that far. You better get in touch with the foreman on that job and do it in a hurry.
But I can't.
Why can't you? He'd know what sort of plumbing was installed. Maybe the Clarion is wrong.
No, they can't be wrong. They wouldn't dare publish a story like that unless they had proof.
Well, it doesn't seem so.
I tell you, this is the end. The end. We'll all be indicted. A grand jury.
Put the blame on your foreman. Get hold of him and fix him up.
But I've already sent him out of the city. Don't you see? He's gone. I had to get him away so he couldn't be questioned on that other building, the one that collapsed.
Well, we've got to think fast on this. We'll have until tomorrow morning. Then they'll be storming the doors of our offices. They want to know how I could have passed the building on my inspection.
You can blame a subordinate for that, can't you, Merkel?
No, I'm responsible for everything that's inspected.
We've got to find some way. We've got to.
Seems to me there were water pipes in the Filbert building.
Did you see them? Did you?
Well, no. You know how I make the inspections for your jobs.
This exposure coming right after that collapse. Merkel, what's to be done?
Think. We've got to think. How calm is the word, Hudson? Between the two of us, we can figure a story that will be accepted.
I might phone the Clarion, ask their source of information.
Then what?
Then let me see. Thank them for informing me of something I didn't know.
Yes?
Then I'd have to install the system as it was supposed to be. That will cost me a fortune. Tearing out all the ceilings, half the walls, pipelines, outlets. 15 stories. Cost a fortune.
Money is nothing right now, Hudson. We're trying to stay out of jail. I wish we could reach the foreman on that job. Don't you know where to locate him? Maybe long distance.
I have no idea where he is, Merkel. Not the slightest idea. I paid him and told him to skip and stay away.
Alibi. Fall guy. Let me think.
While you're thinking, I'm going to have a drink. I need it. Want one?
No, thanks, Hudson.
Confounded fool. Should have known better than to go that far.
Why haven't the other papers tried to get interviews?
I had a few calls, and I had the phone cut off for the night. I mustn't talk till I know what to say. This headline struck me like a bombshell.
What's that?
The door. I won't go. I won't answer it. I can't see anyone yet.
You'd better find out who that is anyway, Hudson.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll have a look out the window.
I don't care who it is. I won't see them.
What's that? Telegraph boy.
Telegraph messenger?
Yes.
Well, I'll get it. It might be important.
Calm yourself. You're getting yourself into a bad shape. There's a way out of this. There's always a way.
Telegram from Mr. Hudson.
Oh, very well.
Sign here, please.
All right. There you are.
Who's that from, Hudson?
I'll know when I've opened it.
Anything bearing on this problem?
It might be. It's from the night man at the Filbert building.
Yeah? What does it say?
He has important information for me. He asks me to come and see him as soon as possible.
He does? What's he know?
I don't know. Tried to reach me on phone. Couldn't do it. Come along, Merkel. We'll go and see him at once.
Building isn't half bad to look at, is it?
Of course not. I can leave the car right here at this time of the night. Come on in with me.
Okay, Hudson. I hope that watchman has something to make this trip downtown worthwhile.
The place isn't renting as it should.
That's no worry of yours, is it?
No. Bank's carrying the paper on it. No worry of mine.
Funny thing.
What's funny, Merkel?
Front door's wide open. That doesn't seem like a smart thing to do.
Well, none of our affair. Come on inside.
Where's the watchman?
Hello. Is there anyone here?
Don't answer.
Mighty odd. Why isn't he here looking for me?
Well, maybe he's in the basement. Or maybe ringing his boxes.
Hello, Morris. Where are you?
Hudson.
What is it, Merkel? What's the matter?
Look. We left that door open behind us. It's closed now.
Who closed it? Hello. Where are you, Morris?
Someone had to close that door. It was braced open. Oh, I wish this corridor had some lights on.
Merkel, I feel something due to happen. I know it.
There's a light in the elevator down the corridor. Maybe the watchman fell asleep there.
Maybe we should leave.
Come on, we'll take a look at the elevator.
I don't like this, Merkel. I tell you, I don't like it.
Dark here.
Yes, but there's the elevator right ahead.
Yeah.
Hello!
No answer.
Building this size at night, vacant. It's creepy. Merkel, look. The elevator.
There's a man on the floor.
Dead. Morris is dead.
Who did this?
We'll be accused. We're here. We'll be accused of the murder.
Oh, wait.
Let go of my arm. I'm getting out of here. Let me go, Merkel. I won't see you here any longer. This is more than I bargained for.
We don't know that he's dead. Wait till I have a look at him.
Don't touch him. Don't touch him, Merkel.
Take it easy. Well, this man isn't dead.
No. Not dead. Are you sure?
I'm certain. His pulse is steady enough. There's no mark on him. See, he's breathing. Or he's just fallen asleep.
Oh,
I'm drinking.
That's different. Maybe that's it, huh?
Quite likely.
That's why he didn't answer me.
You're covered, both of you.
That mask.
Don't shoot me. Wait, listen to me.
The Green Hornet.
Oh, no. No, don't tell me. Don't say that, Merkel. Not him.
Your friend is right, Hudson.
What do you want? What are you doing here, Hornet?
Settling a few old scores, that's all. With both of you. You, Merkel, are the worst. That's why you're getting the worst punishment.
Me? No.
You neglected your inspection. This building has no fire protection. That's why I brought you both here.
But wait, Hornet, let me explain.
Close that door, Hudson.
Let me...
Close the door you're at.
Yes, I am. There, now. Now, what do you want?
Now, we're going up.
Up? Where?
To the eighth floor.
For what?
I set up. Pull the lever and be quick.
Put that gun away. I did what you asked.
You better keep right on doing that. You two have gone too far.
What are you going to do?
You'll find that out soon enough, Merkel. Too soon. Here's where we get out.
I opened the door. Don't jab me with that gun.
Straight across the hall. You'll find the door of that office open and the lights on. There we are. This is a nice, cozy little place. Very well suited for the purpose.
What's this room for?
They put a lot of waste paper and excelsior in here, Hudson. Highly inflammable material. Perhaps if you knew who I was, you'd realize my motive for what I'm going to do. There are a lot of people who've paid in pain and with their lives for the racket you two've carried on. Now it's your turn to pay.
Oh, no.
Merkel, you get the works like this.
Don't! No!
It's gas, Merkel.
Oh, what have you done to him?
That fixes him.
Yes.
If the sprinkler system in this place worked, Hudson, you'd have nothing to worry about. The fire that's being started in the corridor wouldn't follow the trail of oil along the floor and beneath that door, and it'll hit this room. If it did, the sprinklers in this room would automatically open with the heat and extinguish the blaze.
Fire? No. No, not fire. Don't. You can't.
Oh, yes, I can. The fire has already started, you see, Hudson.
There's smoke coming through the door. I see it.
Of course there's smoke.
Let me out. I'll die.
You'd like to save your life, eh? I told you that Merkel was going to get the worst. He's a public servant. He has a public trust, and he betrayed that trust. He won't have a chance.
But my life.
There's a full confession of your racket on that table. There's a pen beside it. Sign that. It tells all there is to tell.
Confession?
You've not much time to make up your mind. The smoke is getting thick.
This means jail. I can't sign that. I can't.
That's up to you.
Now, wait. Don't shoot. Don't shoot me yet.
I don't propose to be trapped in this building. It's a fire trap.
I'll sign it. This smoke. This smoke.
Hurry.
There.
Thank you, Rat. Now you can have the same as Merkel.
You double-crossing.
You had this coming. That'll hold them both. All right, Cato, good enough. Never mind starting any more smoke bombs. We've got to get the name of Britt Reed beyond any suspicion.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Set fire to some of that stuff, just enough to start the sprinklers working.
Yeah, well.
They'll think when they recover that the Hornet intended for them both to die, but that the sprinkler system did work and saved their lives.
Yes, sir.
Then the story will go out that the Hornet was misled by the Clarion and his murder plans failed.
That's right.
Stand back. Fire's going pretty good.
Maybe too good.
Oh, wait. Better have the fire extinguisher ready just in case. Never mind. There goes the sprinkler. Now to get out of here. We have his full confession involving most of the rats who worked with him. He'll pay in full, Cato, for what he's done. Even though the sprinklers in this building are all right.
Yes, sir.
Let's get out.
The next day in the Sentinel office, Ed Larry came into Britt Reed's office with a grin from one ear to the other.
Hot dog flicker. Oh, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Larry.
Here he is, Mr. Reed, bright and smiling.
I understand that you were fit to be tied last night.
Boy, was I. Holy smokes, when I thought the Clarion had scooped us because you didn't want to publish that story about the Filbert building till you looked it over, I was sore. But what a laugh!
The Clarion stole
it. Yeah.
Because they had a spy in our office. That was the reason I plotted the story, Lowry. The Clarion won't have much more to do with anyone who works for the Sentinel. And the spy, incidentally, is known and will be fired.
Great.
Well, what's the news on the street?
Well, the Clarion has plenty of trouble for running that story about no fire sprinklers in the Filbert place. And to prove them a fake, the sprinkler saved a couple of lives last night.
Oh, in the Filbert building?
Yeah. The Hornet read the Clarion, concocted a scheme to pay off Hudson and Merkel. Thought he'd burn them.
Oh, rather drastic.
Yes, only they came through. The sprinklers put the fire out. Merkel and Hudson gave the cops a clue, though. The Hornet is a friend or relative of someone who was hurt in the collapse of that place yesterday.
Oh, the Hornet has supplied more than that, Laura. Now I do have a headline for you.
Hmm?
This came in the morning mail.
What is it?
A confession signed by Hudson.
Confession?
And a wow. He'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Names, dates, places.
Everything we already knew but couldn't prove.
Well, this is good for an extra.
Oh, sure it is.
The Green Hornet's compliment.
He intended to ruin the name of the men after they were dead.
But this is even better. Now they can go to jail. It's an extra, boss.
What are you waiting for? Get it going. I know it's good for an extra. I saved it for you to write.
Confession delivered by Hornet. Green Hornet still in ours. That's the Lexby paper.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. You know, it's a really good thing that corrupt building inspectors are kind of a rarity. Otherwise, we'd have buildings falling down all over the place. Now, however, it's not uncommon to hear about shady building practices, you know, to save some money. And some wealthy contractors do it just because the fines are cheaper than doing the job right. And if that's the case, maybe the fines need to increase. Now, we also have a special treat for you today to celebrate the holiday. And depending on when you hear this episode, we will have posted on Facebook a link to the Lux Radio Theater's presentation of It's a Wonderful Life featuring Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed reprising their roles. We originally aired this on our podcast on December 24th, 2018, and I hope you enjoy it. You can also find it on our website under the specials section. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcast. We are also on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, or by listening right from our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy our program, please make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you would like to help support this show, you can do so by visiting our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and clicking on the support button. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of My Favorite Husband starring Lucille Ball, and join us back next Monday for some more with the Green Hornet. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.